Okay, we'll start the perek now. Very, very sadistic a perek on the gather of the chiv of yediyah that's required to be chayav a korban. Omruloi. Yiralef amud beis. Omruloi ochal tochelev. Omruloi ochal tochelev mevi chatas. If two Adim told him, well, we'll see if this is two or one, but Pashtas, it would be two. The Gemara then goes through a shtika kodo. So they told him he ate chelev, he's maybe chatas. He has to bring a chatas. Adam ochal, Adam aloy ochal, but if there's a conflict in the Adis, one Aid says he did and one Aid said he did not, or Isha meres ochal, Isha meres lo ochal, was a conflict in the Adis of an Isha. So then, maybe Hashem Toli. Then you bring the type of korban you bring when you have a sofik. Makes sense. You have a chad keneged chad. So it's a sofik whether you ate. So then, you bring a Hashem Toli. Eidam o'ochal. V'hu oim alo yochal tipotr. If you conflict the aid, so you knock off the aidus of the aid, so then you don't bring it all. Okay, shnayim oimim ochal v'hu oim alo yochalti. So in Shas, classic, this would be a classic case of ein dvar of shalecha b'mokam shnayim, and surely a baldin. So normally in Shas, the halacha would be that we go by the edus of the edim. So the edim say that you ate chelev, and your denial, you'd have to bring a chatas. That normally would be the halacha. And that's like our Rameir Paskins. Omra Rameir, Rameir Machayev. Rameir says chayev. Why? Because you're not believed. Can I get Adam? Om Rab Meir, have you shnayim l'day misa chamula? If Adam could bring you to the chi of misa, lo yaviyu l'day korban akal? Of course they could be machayiv you a korban. Chachomim argued with Rab Meir, om uloi. Now very, very strange lashon the Chachomim use. Ma im yirtze loymar mezere yisi pot. Simple the way you read the Mishnah. The Chachomim say you have a migu. That's a simple reading of the Mishnah. Chachamim say you have a migu, because you could have said, if you would have wanted to, you could have said a chalti b'mezer. That the Edom can't contradict you. They don't know what your intention was. And if you ate b'mezer, you potter from a kol. So therefore, you have a migu. The Edom are saying you ate. You're saying you didn't eat. Normally, we would believe the Edom. But here you have something over the Edom, because you can contradict them in a way that they have no way around. And Mamela, that's why Mamela you should be potter. That's the Mishnah. Now, there can't be pshat in the Mishnah, as the Rishonim already point out, because the rule is in Gan Shas, Migu b'moka meidim lo yamrina. So clearly they can't mean that, because a Migu doesn't overpower Edom. So sure you have a Migu, but that's not going to help you to go against Edom. So if you look at Tosfos on Yibbeis Amud Aleph, the second Tosfos, Tosfos says clearly, Mashma lefum riato. It sounds like from the simple wording, Shehu ne'mon mitam migu, sheyochol emezer reisi v'kosher, sheharei migu b'mokam edimu. It's a regular migu b'mokam edim. And the rule is that a migu b'mokam edim lechloy amrina, right? We don't accept migu b'mokam edim. That's Tosfos
works on this.
Now, if we go through the sugya, we'll see that the Chachamim have a different reason why they go by what you say. And that is because the Pasuk says, Hoida Elov Chatosa. The Torah says that you have to know you ate the chelev. You have to get the idea. Not through other parties. So it has to be your knowledge that you ate the chelev. So it's like a personal thing. So if that's the case, why did the Chachamim have to come on to Migu? That's the big challenge here. Either way, if you're going to tell me that we don't care whether you know or you don't know, we care what the facts are, scientific facts, did you eat or did you not eat, then Rameir is right. There's no way around Rameir. It's the Edom, right?
So Elamai, you're going to tell me, well, we don't go by the scientific facts. We go by you knowing personally that you ate. And until you get that idea within, you're not the chayav akol. If that's the case, so then what does the migul have anything to do with it? It has nothing to do with migul. Without a migul, it's not that you have something here over the Aden. Without a migul, stop. You don't have that idea within yourself. You don't have that idea. So that's a big challenge to understand this. We're going to get to this in Mitzvah Hashem, this part of the Sugya on your base. But today we'll go through the Nemonos of Erechot and Shtei Edim, and at least there'll be an introduction to understand the Hemshech of the Sugya. So the Mishnah continues now with the Sai Halachas. If you ate chalev twice, but in one forgetting, you only chayev one chatas. But if you ate different averis, you consumed chalev dam pigul and noiser, then you chayev al kolachas vachas. This is a chumer that you have when you have many averis. Even if you had one forgetting, you chayev on each averis separately. And there's a chumra b'min echad b'minim harbe. There's also a chumra in the reverse. If somebody has one min, shem ocha al kachatzi zayis. V'chosev ocha al kachatzi zayis. Be'elam achas b'min echad chayev. B'shtei minim potter. If somebody had a chatzi zayis, a half a zayis, then another half a zayis. So if it's one min, he'll be chayiv because they'll mitzaref. But if you had a half a kazayas of chelim and a half a kazayas of noiser, then it's not going to be mitzvah. Okay. So now the Gemara analyzes what are we talking about here in the Reisha. When the Reisha says, Omru loy achal to chelim maybe chatas. What are we talking about? Okay, so. Ktoni, Omru loy achal to chelim maybe chatas. Omru kamahavyan. How many people told you that you ate chalev? Pastus Omru is trained. Two people. Okay, so two people told you ate chalev. And what are you saying? Vuhuma Omar Lahon? What are you saying? The Mishnah doesn't say what you're saying. The Mishnah only starts talking about what you're saying in the Sefer. In the Reish, it just says Omru Lechal to chalev may be chatas. So the Gemara's kasha is like this. Ilay medishosik v'loy kamachish luhu. If you're talking about a case where you're quiet, Eloshtika the train with the maybe chatas, that's a chiddush. That if two Adam tell you ate chalev and you're quiet, you have to bring a chatas. I'll stick it the chad loy. And if you're quiet, if one Adam tells you ate chalev and you're quiet, you don't. Eimu mitziyosa. Look at the middle of the Mishnah. Adam ha'achav uhoim aloyachalti. You potter. It's mashma only if one Adam told you you ate and you deny it. But if you go along with the Adam, Yechayiv, even one eight. Elo, right? Abel Shosik, Mechayiv. So even by one eight, if you don't deny it, Yechayiv. Says the Gemara, V'kol Shekein Trey. Elo, the Komakish Lahu. So it must be the Reish is talking about a case where you're denying. Two eight of Makamek, you're telling you ate Chayiv. And you're denying that you ate Chayiv. You're still Chayiv. So that's the middle of the Mishnah. That's from there. Sounds like the first part of the Mishnah is according to everybody. Says the Gemara, "Mani Reb Meiri, don't make choshe de beitrei loyak choshe, avol rabbona on poter." So what are you telling me here? So if you tell me the beginning of the Mishnah is going like Reb Meir, what's the chiddush? Umay kamash when he say for shamet minay. The Gemara says, "Ein echanami." Maybe it's one long Mishnah, meaning omer lo yachal to chelav is talking about two edim. You're denying it. Says the Mishnah chayev. And then the Mishnah goes on to explain, it's chayev according to Reb Meir. Doesn't read that way, but that's, maybe we can learn it. Hokamash one dover zeh machloikes at Meir v'abona. V'hu dekom akhish lo. Yigad ha'amri lo. Now this also needs beer. No place in our Gemara is there a havamina that according to the Chachomim, if you don't deny it, that you wouldn't be chayev. Meaning that doesn't even enter our sugya. Right? The only debate in our sugya is if you have two edim and you deny it. Machlokes Rami and Rabbanan. If you have one aid and you don't deny it, we have a discussion here in the Gemara. And the conclusion of the Gemara is that you'd be chayev. But if you had two aidim and you didn't deny it, then it sounds like there's not even a discussion. Everybody would say you're chayev achatas. And here, the logic should be that even if there's two aidim, according to the Chachamim, you should be potter. Even if you don't deny it. Because the reason, the only reason that we could possibly give, the only logic that we could possibly give according to the Chachamim of why you prevail against Edom is because Edom are not relevant here. So long that we're focusing on Edom, there's no way you could win the Edom. That's not even a Havamina. There's no Havamina you could win Edom. Not according to a mayor, not according to the Chachamim. And that was the whole point of a mayor. In the view, Shnaim, they miss a Chamur. Lo yidvu de kavan akal. Edom always are right. There's no way that we can possibly say that Edom are not strong enough of a testimony to tell us the facts. That can't be the. So the only way we could learn the Chachamim is for some reason by a kavan chatas the Edus is not relevant. We go by you. We don't go by Edom. We don't focus on Edom. Why? Because the Torah says, Hoy de Elov. The Torah says, you have to know Yeid Chayel. Whatever the reason is going to be. So that being the case, L'chaira, even when you have two Edom telling you Yeid Chayel, and you don't know. You say, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not denying, but I don't know the Yeid Chayel. The logic should be, that according to the Chachamim, that should be debatable, that you should be potter from a kol. Because why am I telling you this? Because it's very difficult to argue that there's any more strength to you when you argue with Edom than when you don't argue with Edom. Because you never win when you're arguing with Edom. So, you follow what I'm saying? The only way to understand the Chachamim is if we say that the Edus is not so relevant here. It's not because we're taking your word over the Edom's word. So if that's the case, whether you say, I don't know that I ate chalev, I don't remember eating chalev, or you say, I absolutely didn't eat chalev, it shouldn't really make all that much of a difference. Because the end result is, you don't have the idea that you ate chalev. Right? It shouldn't make a difference.
Being quiet, like, wouldn't being quiet make a difference?
Not necessarily. Because quiet l'chaira, all it means, when somebody is quiet, all it means is that they're saying, I don't know. I can't say I didn't eat chalev because I have no idea. What would be if a guy came into Bezdin and he told us, I don't know if I ate chalev. Maybe. Maybe I ate chalev. Is he chayev achatos? Absolutely not. Why? Hoida elov chatosoi. Right? You have to know that you ate chalev. That's a condition to be chayev achatos. And the Chachomim go and they use that condition to such a level that they say even if two of them tell you you ate chalev. But if you say you didn't eat chalev, we don't have hoida elov chatosoi. Exactly. Precisely.
So if you said, I don't know if I ate yesterday,
so the Edom can't give you that idea. The Edom can't tell you what you know. The Edom can only tell us the scientific facts. They can tell us, this guy ate chalev yesterday or the guy didn't eat chalev yesterday. And that's exactly what the Chachamim said in the Mishnah. Ma'am yitzaloy ma'am mezid ayisi. That means the Edom can't tell us what you know and what intention you had. The Edom could only tell us the facts. And the Chachamim say that even though the Edom are telling us the facts that you ate chalev, you're still potter. Why? Because you don't have an idea. So what I'm arguing is that there shouldn't be all that much of a difference as to whether you say, I know I didn't eat chalev, or you say, I don't know that I did eat chalev. You follow what I'm saying?
It shouldn't make a difference, because the chayra, the only reason why you're potter from a korban is not because we're debating the facts, because if we were analyzing the facts on their own, we would go by the eidim. We're not analyzing the facts. We're going by your yediyah. And your yediyah doesn't make a difference to us if you say, I absolutely didn't eat chalev. I don't know if I ate chalev. I don't know means you don't know. If I don't know that I ate chalev, that means I don't know that I ate chalev. There should be no difference whether you say, I don't know. Just like if you said, I don't know, and there were no eidim here, you'd be potter from a chatas. So now you said, you don't know, and there are eidim here. Okay, so what? Mazel tov. What's the difference? You follow? So all I'm saying is, I'm obviously wrong. You see from the Gemara, and I like that. Not only that, we'll see from the conclusion of the Gemara, even by Eid Echad. If Eid Echad says you ate chalev and you are quiet, you're chayev. But there it's going to be even a stronger, my argument is going to be even stronger. That l'chayev, you should be potter from a kol. Because precisely like Moshe said, the Eidim are not telling us what you know. They're telling us the scientific facts. Right? Reb Meir holds that's the whole thing. Reb Meir holds the two Eidim tell us what the facts are. Chayev achatas. The Chachamim holds we don't treat this like a factual case. We look at this with a different vision. Because we're looking as a korban chatas, we need to have your knowledge. So if that's what you need, it should make a difference if I'm denying what the Eidim are saying. Because I'm not believed when I deny what the Eidim are saying. And clearly, I'm not believed if I say I don't know. It also doesn't increase whether the Eidim are right or wrong, the likelihood of the Eidim being right or wrong. The Eidim are right. So it shouldn't make a difference. So let's go on. So Gemara says like, My issue is, they can't give you knowledge. You're saying, I don't know.
But now they're giving you knowledge. Why would we believe
but I don't.
Here?
But I don't. But I don't know. Do you know that you ate chalev?
If you tell me I did, I'm going to believe it. Two ways to tell me I ate chalev and I said, I don't remember, then maybe I did.
So let me ask you, what do you mean? So you're believing the Eidim, you mean?
If there's two Eidim, yeah.
Two Eidim? What? I don't get this. So why, when you say I didn't eat, are you potter?
If you know for sure, then you should be potter.
Why? The Eidim are saying I did.
If we're going with this mahalach,
then I'm going to the Chachamim.
Yeah.
According to the Chachamim,
then you should be believed.
Who should be believed?
If you know that you didn't do it, you should be believed against the two witnesses.
You are, according to the Chachamim.
Right. So that makes sense.
So and why, if you say I don't know, are you not believed?
Because
truthfully telling the Besdin. Rabbi Sai, I don't remember eating chalev. The Besdin says, do you remember eating chalev? No.
But the Eidim now tell you do. So
now you're telling me we go by the Eidim. So when I say I didn't eat chalev, Besdin goes, well, listen, sir. Listen to these guys. They said you did eat chalev. Right?
You respond, I don't know. But now you say, I know. They tell me I did. I wasn't sure. Now they tell me I did.
But you're still telling us. We take you in a room. We say, do you know that you ate chalev? Do you remember? Let's go this way. Do you remember eating chalev?
No.
The answer is no. So in both cases, he's saying, I don't remember eating chalev. When you say, let's go next step. When you say, I didn't eat chalev, all you're really telling us is you don't remember eating chalev. Right? All you're really telling us is you don't remember eating chalev. Because if we can tell you that you forgot that you ate chalev, so you would say, I didn't eat chalev. Saying I didn't eat chalev is no different than saying I don't remember eating chalev. I have no knowledge of chalev. I don't remember eating chalev. I'm not getting up and testifying against the aid. It's true. That's what I'm telling you. From a testimony standpoint, I understand that there's a tremendous difference between somebody saying, I don't know, and somebody saying, I know that these guys are saying something which is not true. Because you can't be an aide saying, I don't know. So that I understand. Besdin is now accepting testimony from the Baal Din and from the Aidim. There's a tremendous difference between if the Baal Din would say, I didn't eat, or the Baal Din says, I don't remember eating. Because you can't testify against somebody else if you're saying, I don't know. That I understand. But if we're looking into your soul, if we're not taking testimony, we're looking into your soul, and we're saying, you have to know that you ate chalav, otherwise you're parted from a karm. So two Adam told us that you ate. We all know, the whole world knows that you ate chalav. But you don't remember. Obviously, you don't remember anything. Let's go a step further. What does Bezdin think is reality? In Rameir's case.
He ate.
So why isn't Bezdin being mechayev you a ko?
Because
he doesn't know. You understand, David? Reality, why according to the Chachomim, aren't you chayev achatas when you say, deny the Edom? The Edom say, I ate chalev, and I say, I didn't eat chalev. Bezdin themselves, if you ask Bezdin, Rabbi Shai, what do you guys say happened? They'll say, what do you mean? The Edom say he ate? Of course he ate chalev. So Bezdin, why aren't you mechayev him a ko? Because he doesn't know.
What?
Right? So all I'm saying is, why doesn't Bezdin say the same thing when the guy says, I don't know. No, it's not. Because a suffix brings an Ashem Toli. We have the answer to that question. If you have a suffix het, the aloch is you bring an Ashem Toli on the circle. If you have a suffix, the aloch is you bring in a carbon Ashem Toli. Okay? We don't have any doubts about it. We know that if you have a suffix, if you did a het, you bring an Ashem Toli. And that's why if two Adim tell you did an Isser, and two Adim tell you didn't do an Isser, you bring an Ashem Toli. You know why? Because you don't know. Right? Because you don't know. I'm talking about you don't know. Right. Now, if two Adim tell you ate chalev and you say you did not, the Chachomim say you're potter from a kob. Why you're potter from a kob? Because you yourself don't know that you ate chalev. So you're potter from a kob. Okay? So, what's the difference if you don't know, you say, I don't know, or you say, I deny what the Edom are saying? In both cases, the Chayre Bezdin is hearing the same thing. What they're hearing is, here's a poor young man that ate chalev and doesn't know that he ate it. So either he's talking into himself, I didn't eat chalev. Okay, so fine. Talk it into yourself. I didn't eat chalev. I didn't eat chalev is no different than saying I don't remember eating chalev.
No,
if I say, did you have a piece of I'm sure your wife asks you sometimes what you ate the day before. She says, did you have that? And you say no. What does no mean? No means I don't, as far as I recall, I didn't do it. I have no knowledge of doing that. So if a guy says, I have no knowledge of eating chalev yesterday, I have no knowledge. L'chayre, it's just a question of personality. There's one type of guy that if two Adam came over to him and told him he ate chalev yesterday, and he has more of a like a wishy-washy personality, he'll say, I don't remember. And the other guy is a more aggressive type of guy. He'll say, no! I didn't eat. But they're both, as far as Bezdin is concerned, what we're hearing is the same thing. What we're hearing is a guy here that ate chalev, because we have two Edom that he ate chalev, who for some reason doesn't know he ate chalev.
There's a difference. In my mind, there's a difference. Because the
in fact, let me go now to the next step. In fact, I would arguably say that it's better when the guy says, I don't know. Because the guy who says, I know that I didn't eat chalev yesterday, I would say he looks like a liar to Bezdin. He looks like a liar. The guy who says he doesn't know, it sounds more honest. The guy who says, because we know he ate chalev. So the guy's getting up, he's making a shvua, I'm telling you, I didn't eat chalev. Okay, so he looks like a shtickle liar. Elamai, we say, well, maybe he really doesn't know. The best
the best twist we could put on it, we have two possibilities. When two Eidim tell us he ate chalev and he says he didn't, we only have two reality possibilities. The reality that he didn't eat chalev is not a possibility. Either he honestly doesn't think he didn't eat it, but he's making a mistake, right? Or he's a liar. He does know that he ate chalev. Now, if he's a liar, he's actually chayev achat. Because he knows. Okay? But if he really doesn't know, then he's potter. So when the guy comes in and he says, I don't know, he's giving us more reason, l'chayra, that we should say potter.
Yeah, because Ricky commits his mind that he wants to give it. The guy that says
no. Yeah, we spoke about that once. Remember we spoke that the Migu, this
Migu is believing that he really thinks he didn't.
But the guy,
what I'm saying is, when the guy says, I don't know, he's even better, as far as I'm concerned. Because now at least, the only positive spin that we have here, to say that he's potter from a korban, he's feeding us. He's feeding us that, what we need to tell him he's potter. Now, when he says, I didn't eat chalev, what we basically have to do is say, you know what? He's saying that, but it's really not that. It's really, he doesn't know. We're back to where we started.
No, but that's the point.
Yeah. He what? Joey, I go back to the same point. What would be if he says, I know that what I ate yesterday wasn't chalev? And the two of them say it was. Exactly your case. That everybody agrees he ate yesterday. He had a portion of meat right here, he was eating. He agrees that he ate, the Eidim agree that he ate, two Eidim say it was chalev. He says, not true, it was shuman. Is he chayev a korban potter? Chayev a korban potter. Is he chayev a potter?
Potter, he's saying
that's not a potter, because he says.
Saying
that's our problem.
No,
the only way that we can put a positive spin on this guy to make him potter from a korban is we're saying he's not lying. And like David said, that was the way I got out of this whole kasha amigu b'mokam edim. Years ago, I used the Rashbam of Metzias. I remember you were by the Shia. So it was, we spoke about this already before. There's a Rashbam of Metzias. That the Rashbam of Metzias seems to learn that this migu is different than any other migu in Shas. Every other migu in Shas, the migu is trying to give you scientific nemonis. That means I say parati. So the migu de mezuyif. So the migu is basically telling us the facts are that you already paid back the chayv. We believe you because you could have said the whole star, the star is not makuyim. You could have said the star doesn't exist. So we believe you. So there the migu gives us facts. The Rashbam Bava Metzia learns that this migu is not like that. This migu is that the guy says I didn't eat. Okay, but the Eidim say he did. Okay, so he's a liar. He really does know he ate. So you know what the migu accomplishes? We believe you now that you really don't remember eating. In other words, two Eidim told us you ate chalev. You say, I absolutely did not eat chalev. We only have two options here. The option that you didn't eat chalev is not on the table. Either you ate chalev and you're a liar, and you just say you didn't eat because you don't want to be a chatas. Or you honestly don't remember eating chalev. When you have a migu, so the migu tells us, listen,
You're not a liar. If you were just trying to get out of a chiyuv chatas, you could have said mezid yisi. So you're not a liar. So you know what? Even though you're saying you didn't eat, you really just don't know it. That's our positive, and that's why you're parted from the kol. And that's what the migul accomplishes. The migul doesn't accomplish that we believe that you didn't eat. The migul accomplishes that we believe that you don't know that you didn't eat. You got what I'm saying? Sure. So now, when two Adam come and say he ate chalev, and he says, no, absolutely, it was Shuman, we don't believe him that it was absolutely Shuman. But we do believe that he really thinks it's Shuman, and he's saying it's Shuman.
Right.
But he's making a mistake.
Right.
He's making a mistake. So he's making a mistake. So now what's the difference if he honestly says, I don't know that it was chayav.
Because he's got to come to it on his own. This guy's not going to come to it and say, oh, I hate it.
Exactly.
God says maybe, okay, you'll believe the Edom. Okay, you know,
I don't believe the Edom. I don't believe the Edom. I have no recollection of eating chayav.
That's why he's not chayav, because he's never going to be convinced that he has to be.
Right, so why is he chayav by shtika? Why is he chayav? He shouldn't be chayav. That's the question. No, not exactly. So he feels that scientifically this was
But how
would you ever know what? No. You have a simple thing. Joey, you went to the store, you got two pieces of meat. The classic chiyuv Hashem toli is chaticha mishtei chatichas. There are two pieces of meat. You ate one of them. When you ate it, you thought it was shuman, and then afterwards, now you look at the second piece, and you clarify that the second piece is shuman. Obviously, what you ate before was chelov. That's a classic. You want to know classic chiyuv chatas? That's a classic chiyuv chatas. And Ashim Toli is the same thing. Ashim Toli is also, you ate one of two pieces, you just don't know.
Okay, so could it be clarified the fact that the Adam said, let's say the second piece got lost? Could it be clarified that the Adam said the second piece was a
Shuvah,
therefore the first piece got a chalav?
Yeah! But then he would also say, I ate chalav. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Why can't that be the
shtika?
That's the
shtika. I don't need shtika. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not shtika anymore. Then it's not coming on to shtika. If the two Edom are saying it was chelev, what's the difference then? Let's say you say, no, it was shuma. Why do the chachamim then say you're part of makom? All I'm saying is, what's the difference if you're being shaysik or you're denying what the Edom are saying? That's all. It's a simple question. Let's go on to Eid Echad. Comes the Gemara, says like this. Ikadamri lo, the second wide line. Ikadamri lo, omuloi nami chad korile. So now we're going back to the Reisha, the first case in our Mishnah, and we're saying that the omuloi could actually mean one aid. So only one aid told you you ate, not two aid. One aid told you you ate. You'll tell me why does he use the lashon omru? So the Gemara is going to prove that omru is used even when there's one aid. This now we learned in Yevamos. Ha'isha shalach b'ilam dina sayam ubo v'omru. And over there it says a lashon rabim. Omru lo meis b'ilach v'nisis v'akach bo b'ilach. Then her husband came back. Ta'aloch is teitzei mizeo mizeh. The kaimelon, we paskin that mishnah is talking about was one. Ta'afilu b'chad. It's talking about even one. Mimai medektoni seif v'nisis shaloi b'shus muteres lachzer. My shaloi b'shus, what does it mean without rishus? Shaloi b'shus bezdin. Ve'ed echad. Mechlal, the Reisha b'shus bezin ubeid echad. Alma, we see gabiyed echad k'toni omru. That's all. We just put in that mishnah for one reason, to show that the word omru could mean one aid. So the Gemara now says, when our mishnah says omru lo yachal to chelev, it's talking about one aid. Okay. V'hochanami diktonu omru loy mashma afilu eid echad. V'hu my koma, says the Gemara. What's he saying? He's denying the eight echad. Me maisi. For k'tani mitziyosa, we learned in the Mishnah, eight echad emacha v'oim eloi echalti porter. Elo d'shosik. So mitziyosa shema, we already know that from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says in the middle case,
only if you deny. Eid Echad says you ate and you say you didn't eat. It's mashma if you were quiet. Chayev chatos. Eid Echad Oyma, time of the Kamakish. Avul Shosik Mishtik Chayev. Says the Gemara, Lo'oilam, the Lo'i Makish way. The Hochi Ketoni, Omu Lo'i Chal Techelev Mevi Chatos. Bamet Ram Amurim, the Shosik. Avul Makish way Potter. But Ataka, if you say against the aid, no, then you put. Now the Gemara is my question. Well, my question. My question to you is, who cares that you're quiet? I mean, I was asking it even by two Edom. I was asking you, even if you have two Edom and you're quiet, so what? But what, the Gemara asked the question by one aid. You have one aid, says you ate, and you're quiet. Why are you chayev to bring a chatas? Says the Gemara, Uminoan de loy makrish le chayev? How do we talk to know that if Eid Echad comes and he says that you did something and you don't deny it, but you don't admit to it either, meaning you don't acknowledge it, you're not denying it. Minolon de lemakesh lechayev. The Tanu Rabbana, hoida elov chatosa. The Torah says in order to be chayev achatos, you have to know that you ate the chalev. Veloy sheyodu achem. And it can't be that others are telling you. It has to be that you know. Yochol afilu eino makchishon. Maybe even if you don't deny them. Tamloy maro yehoida elov mikomokom. Okay. So now the Gemara says, B'mai. Now this is, again, my problem becomes stronger over here as well. B'mai askina. Elim a betrayin. If you have two edim. Vei makrish and kroboi. Why in the world would you need a posik? So I just told you why you need a posik. Because the Torah said, Hoida elov chatosoi. The Torah just said that you have to have the knowledge. Hoida elov chatosoi. You have to have the knowledge. So why is the Gemara says, that's for sure. If two Edom tell you ate chalev and you don't deny it, avadi chayev achatos. No, how do I mean that you're not chayev achatos? Why not? How do I mean you should be? You don't know? Elo la b'chad. Uktoni, and we learned, now here's the critical piece. Ki ein makchishon mehemen. Shmamina. If you don't deny the Eid Echad, he's believed. What do you mean he's believed? What does that help us? We just finished saying, Hoida elov chatosoi veloi sheyodiyu achirim. We said there's a special exclusive din by Kabbal Chatos that you have to know that you ate chalev. Yeah? So what is it? What's the Gemara talking about Mehemen? How does Mehemen help me? So the guy's believed. Okay, so what? So what? Now, what would be the halacha if you tell the Eid Echad? The Gemara says by the Eid Echad we're talking about a case where you're quiet. And this is just going to make our problem stronger. Stronger than it is. The Gemara says here we're talking about a case where what? Where you were quiet. So if you have an Eid Echad and you have a shtikah, so you're part of your chayev akom. So our problem is, what does it help? Why would you? What does it help that you chayev akom? You don't know that you ate. Look at what would be if you tell the Eid Echad, you're not quiet. You tell the Eid Echad, I insist that I don't know. Instead of keeping quiet, you tell the Eid Echad, I insist that I don't know. Yeah. So Tosfos says like this. Look at the small Tosfos, Eid Echad Oyma Ochal, Vuhu Oyma Lo Yochalti. The third Tosfos into the Perek. You guys got it? The third Tosfos in the Perek. Eid Oyma Ochal, Vuhu Oyma Lo Yochalti. Yeah? What does Tosfos say? Look at this Tosfos. Vuhu Adin Yom Omar, Eini Yodea Kamoy Shepirashti. This is fascinating. So Tosfos is telling us, Eina Chanami, if you have one aid that says that you ate chalev, right? And you say, I don't know that I ate chalev. Tosfos is saying, then you're potter. When Agamor says shtika, Agamor is literal shtika.
Agamar means you say nothing. But if you say I don't know, then Taka, if you Taka say you don't know, then you Taka Potter. So I understand, so what's going on? So why are you chayev? What's the difference that you're quiet completely? What does being quiet completely add? So you're quiet. So Elamai, you're going to tell me, we know that there's something called shtika kohedor. Shtika kohedor means something entirely different. Shtika kohedor means that if somebody tells you, nothing to do with Edus, if I go, if I say, you owe me $1,000 in Bezin, and you're quiet, so shtika kohedor. I'm not believing that you owe me $1,000. By you keeping quiet, you're saying you owe me $1,000. Correct? So that has nothing to do with the Erechot. There could be a baskel in Bezin. Bezin themselves could tell you, hey, Rabid, you ate a kazai, a chela, didn't you? You're quiet. You also be chayim. That's nothing to do with the Erechot. That's not because the Erechot is believed. That's because you believed about yourself. This has nothing to do with the Erechot. In other words, by Tosfos sticking in this new kvetch, this new twist, that it has to be a case where he's not saying any idea, Tosfos is making it much harder now to understand. Because without Tosfos, we could have started entertaining svaras like David was saying, that maybe the aid is giving you the idea, he's really the one, he's the one that's believed, right? But Tosfos is saying, no, it's not that we believe the Erechot. Adrab, if you told Bezin, I really don't remember eating Chelev, Bezin would say, Potter. So it's only because you're quiet. So that the only difference between being quiet and saying, I don't know, is that when you're quiet, it gives us another option, that what you're really saying is, yeah, I admit what this guy's saying is correct. So then it's not that he's believed. It has nothing to do with him. It's that you are saying you ate chela. Has nothing to do with him. So why does our Gemara say that? We have a separate pasuk that teaches us that Erechot is believed when you're quiet. What's going on here? Erechot is never believed. Tosfos himself says that if you look at the Erechot and you tell him, I don't know, what's the halacha? Potter. Right? So Elamai, the reason why it's working here is because Shtika Kohedor. So Shtika Kohedor has nothing to do with the Erechot being believed. It could have been a goy. It have to be a kosher aid. Could have been a bas girl. Could have been a tape recorder. Anything. Nothing to do with him. The Gemara says that we learn out of the pasuk, "Oy hey day love me kol makam." The Torah is mechadish that a record is believed. Elo lav bechad uktoni ki ei makhisha mehemen shma mino. So we really have a lot of problems here. A lot of problems. Additionally, it seems that we have another inconsistency, and that is a difference between one aid and two aid. Because now we have a bunch of layers. See, till now we didn't have a bunch of layers. We had it very simple. Aid echod, at the reason, by two aidim come and tell you eight chelev, so if you don't deny it, you chayev a korban. If you deny it, you potter. One aid tells you eight chelev, same thing. If you deny it, you potter. Now with this whole new twist, so it comes out like this. Eid Echot tells you you ate chalev, and you say, I didn't eat chalev. So halacha is, you're potter from a korban. That's Tosfos. Eid Echot says you did eat chalev and you're quiet, chayev a korban. Two Eidim come and tell you you ate chalev, according to the Chachamim. If you deny it, potter. If you say, I don't know, chayev. The I don't know is only by Erecha that you potter. So now we have all these layers. We have the Chachamim all that you have to know in order to be Chayev. And therefore, even if two Adam tell you you ate, and you deny it, you potter. But if you say, I don't know, you Chayev. Erecha, if you're quiet, you're Chayev. But if you say, I don't know, you potter. So, I don't know all of a sudden has a new meaning. And I don't know to an Eid Echad, we say also, you don't really don't know. And you potter from a Chatas. When it's two Eid and you say, I don't know, now we don't treat it, I don't know, like I don't know. Now we are Machayev Chatas. So we're all over the place. We're really all over the place in the Sugi. It's very, very difficult to get a handle on what's going on. So Mitzvah Hashem will continue next week, but I would like you all to go into the Ma'amakamis that we had this week, and just to add to it, if you can also do the that sugi in Bava Metzia. Let me just pull it up for you. Gimel Amud Beis in Bava Metzia. The Gemara there brings down this machlekes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, and the Tosfos over there. Veloy sheyodiyu acherim. Let me just make sure that that's the Divrei HaMaskel. I believe that's the Divrei HaMaskel. Now you know what the Divrei HaMaskel there in Bava Metzia. So again, the sugi is Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara brings down this machlokes. Just read the part of the Gemara that brings down this Mishnah and the machlokes. And the Tosfos Divrei HaMaskel Ma'im Yirtzeloy Mar Mezid Hayisi. Okay, and then if you have additional time, if you can look up the Ran in Kiddushin, it's on that. On the sugi is Daf Samach Vav, but if most of you are going to be looking at the Ran, it's in the Rif. So it's in the Rif Daf Samach Daf. Put that up. Samach Vav in the Gemara. Okay, so the Ran is right here. Chav. Yeah, Chav Tes. Chav Tes Amud Aleph. Okay, midway down the page in the Rif. Okay, the midway down the middle. It's the Ran starts going into the sugya of Eid Echad and Omer Meir Kavuchoyim Avivu Shnayim Lidei Misi. He brings down our sugya, and look at the Ran over there. Okay.